always like to check in with Ken Gosselin of the Hartford Courant. Does a lot of business stories, and today's story is an interesting one. I got some questions about it. Report finds Connecticut consumers feel tariff pain of higher prices, thousands of dollars more per home. Ken Gosselin joins us now on Brian and Company. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. My first question, though, is like, since we're getting whiplash on again, off again tariffs, this study, and you can give us some details, how do they know? Like, what are they? It's impossible to know, in my opinion.
Well, I asked them that same question because there has been so much back and forth, you know, even with this latest with the electronics, what's happening with that, you're hearing different things from different, the president, his commerce secretary, you're just hearing all these things. And what they did is they crunched, from the beginning of the year till now, just till this the April 9th, I think was the date. And so they based it on that. Okay. So yeah, something may change tomorrow, but, or the next hour as it may be, but that's how they've kind of what they based it on, what they knew at that point in time.
So it was the folks down at Yale, and what were some of the, in terms of household cost and pressure on the consumer, what were some of the data points that they gave?
Yeah, the big one that, didn't necessarily surprise me was clothing, because we get the U.S. gets so much clothing from Asia, China, that was a huge, 46% increase expected in that. And it just starts to add up as you go along. I mean, leather goods, shoes, women's handbags, gloves, that was another big one. So those things are items that we use every day. So it does start to add up over time. And also, I think about home appliances as well.
In terms of total dollars, is this thousands of dollars?
Yeah. Yeah. For the average household, they found it could be as high as $4,700. And, that is a lot kind of coming at you. I know you have talked many times about your college bills and just I'm by that now. But just adding that on top of it, it's a big burden that could come on top.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for bringing it up. Appreciate it. As Ken Gosselin from the Hartford
Courant. Sorry.
That's all right. I wanted to touch on a couple other things here that you've written on. We're going to be in Enfield as part of our Darting Across Connecticut series a week from Friday. The Enfield Square Mall is one of those infamous malls that's struggling. And then I don't know if it was you or somebody else who did that story a while back about how there's actually some small businesses within some of these malls. Maybe it was Buckland. That are doing well, even though the big boxes are struggling. In Enfield, there's this massive project. I guess my first question is, tell people what the project is, and then tell me the odds of it actually happening.
Okay, well, those odds went up a little bit last week because kind of critical. It's $250 million, so it's big. It's a ton of apartments and a couple of hotels and new retail space, much smaller amount. But last Friday, the bond commission approved this $10 million that was needed for the financing package. So the odds have now gone up on this. And, you're right to question that because this has been talked about for many years. And some things have moved towards the finish line but haven't gotten there. But the odds have now gone up with this. And, town officials are saying, maybe this summer, demolition could start on the old mall. I'm glad you brought up the small businesses because they are kind of caught between a rock and a hard place there because they have very low rents there. Obviously, the mall was trying to get anybody they could in there.
Right.
And for them to try to move somewhere else is just really expensive on the rents for them.
So they're in a bit of a squeeze, and so you give it you give it high odds that they'll break ground and do this. That's good.
Yes.
I feel bad for the small businesses, and I hope there's a place. But I also think that these spaces need some dynamic changes and development. And obviously, Enfield's got a lot of commercial space already taken up. So I don't know how it impacts the town, writ large. But I'm curious about, I want to get to, we're talking, of course, with Ken Gosselin from the Hartford Courant here on Brian & Company. The Arch Street Tavern, I was at an event there couple weeks back, and it was, I think, for Camp Current, and it's up for sale. And there's a couple, I talked to some people sort of on, you know, behind the scenes, and I think there is some interest. I think there's trying to get a group of investors to get involved, but it doesn't open for lunch, and it's got some, you know, and I think that that's an issue, but the 1.1 million seemed kind of steep to me.
Well, Mr. Collins, who I've known for many years, his argument on that is that, you know, they do have this very robust, you know, live music that is part of their, what they do there, and very, you know, strong bookings going out a couple of months. But, you know, that's everything. That's, I guess you would say, lock, stock, and barrel. That is, you know, the building. That is the equipment. That is kind of everything in there, and then plus the business. So that, if you bring that all together, you know, that is how he arrived at his price. Now, lunch is an issue. As we know, there's not a lot of, you know, during the week anyway, there's not nearly as many people working downtown as there had been. And so, you know, he said, you know, that after COVID, because I asked him about that, he said they just couldn't make that part work. But with the live music at night, that has become, you know, one of their big things that, you know, he sees this as, you know, a reasonable price to be at.
Listen, it's a good spot. It's a great brand and known entity, especially with people who spend a lot of time at the Capitol. So it sounds like there's interest. I just talked to somebody off the record, and they said there's a couple of investors are trying to pull some resources to get it done. So.
Yes, he had told me similar, that there was definitely a good, healthy interest in it. So, you know, it all goes to who's running things. That's always a huge issue in any of these places. Yeah. He obviously knew what he was doing. He did it since, you know, he's going into his 70s, and, you know, he'd been doing this since 27, so he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
So it all depends on, you know, whether you know, what your business plan is going forward on something like this.
Yeah. Ken, thanks so much. Have a great day, buddy.
Okay, you too. Take care.